He's coming. Santa, coming to town. Petaluma. That's right. The Petaluma Boat Parade is coming up this weekend. And on the KSRO live line is the executive director of the Petaluma Downtown Association. Marie McCusker is back. Marie, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. I am anticipating because I think this is one of the most fun ways for Santa to come to town.
Well, you know, this is a tradition of the Petaluma Yacht Club. And annually, they encourage people to sign up to bring their boats into town, regardless of what size you might be. So it could be a larger boat or down to dinghies and kayaks.
Could be a rowboat. And, yeah. Could be a rowboat. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We have some groups that come in. We've got one entry this year, which is 10 kayaks all attached. So that's going to be gorgeous.
And if you've never been there, really this all takes place at night. And it is a beautiful lighted parade. It's visually, it's quite stunning.
It is. It's magical. And thousands of people come out to enjoy it and bring their families and drink hot chocolate. And it really sets us in the mood for the holiday spirit.
What does Santa's boat look like?
Well, you know, Santa sort of manifests in many different forms on this particular night. He did arrive 2 weeks ago by tugboat, but Santa tends to be on the dock, gets off one of the boats and actually welcomes people. But he can look in many forms as he comes up the river. Rudolph and the reindeers can, you know, we can have different forms of each of them.
So this is coming up Saturday at 6 o'clock, and perfect because it's dark by then. How many boats generally take part?
Well, we never know exactly how many are going to turn up because many people just join into the party.
Yeah, there's no official sign-up, right?
At this point in time, we have around 30 already signed up. But we're anticipating there could be up to another, you know, 5 or 10 on top of that.
Very good. Very good. I would anticipate that the downtown merchants in the downtown area are going to be celebrating as well.
Well, let's hope so. Many of them are staying open late and bringing specials. So it's a good idea to come down a bit earlier and, you know, maybe grab some dinner and or also, you know, shop earlier, bring your shopping list. There's lots of wonderful, amazing, one-of-a-kind stores downtown and lots of great places to, you know, get a cup of coffee, you know, have a light snack or have a wonderful dinner. So, you know, you spoil yourself.
Well, it's all about shopping local this year in particular, Marie, as you well know.
It is, yes. It's more important now more than ever. We've got to keep our smaller stores healthy and thriving and... Because if we don't, we won't have the option to walk in and buy or try on things. And keeping, you know, shopping local is crucial.
Yeah, one of the reasons I like to shop at many of the local stores is because, you know, you're going to get something unique. You're going to find something that doesn't necessarily have to be a Sonoma County representative. However, you're going to, you know, you won't be doing online shopping like everybody else is doing. And chances are nobody is going to give the gift that you do.
No, and also you get to have that personal service. You get to buy from people that you know have put their heart and soul into this, and they'll often wrap it up and make it look beautiful for you.
And you can try it on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. You get it right the first time.
That's right. That's right. There's no return necessary in many of these cases. Well, it's always a hit.
You get to wear it instantly. I bought something beautiful from a store last weekend, and I got to put it on and walk around town with it on, and it felt instantly. You know, that instant gratification we're looking for. But
that's right. We're all into that. Well, it is one of the most talked about and certainly one of the most visually beautiful holiday celebrations in Sonoma County, the Lighted Boat Parade coming up this Saturday at 6 o'clock. And, of course, at the Petaluma River Turning Basin and all over downtown, they'll be celebrating. Marie, thanks for being here and happy holidays to you.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
That's Marie Bye-bye. McCusker, the executive director of the Petaluma Downtown Association, talking about Saturday night's event. Always a great part of the Sonoma County holiday celebrations.